This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. A reminder, top of the hour, we are going to play a little soccer player or world leader. And when we're on remote, that's when BMAC kind of steers the ship on this whole thing. So, Rich, I don't know if you taught BMAC how to drop dial tone on losers in this game. Oh, good. There you go. There's the answer to that question. All right. but we're going to play for Dynamo tickets at the top of the hour. And then a reminder, too, the only way you can take Sports Radio 610 with you on the road is via the radio.com app. It's new. It's improved. It's great. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can hear my Sunday night show on there as well. Shameless, selfish plug. We talk about stupid people in this segment. And before we get into that, just as a follow-up to the previous segment, where we were kind of, I guess, sort of taking a, you know, kind of a spatial look at the way Jeff Luhnow put this roster together, kind of the foresight that he had to eschew Brady Aiken and welcome Alex Bregman in the following year.
Right.
It brings me to, I got a message on Facebook from John, and it circles to something that I got into a bit of a discussion with Jeremy Branham about the other night during the All-Star game on Twitter.
Right.
And John says, he was listening to our conversation, and he says, that Chris Bryant kid would have been nice to have on the roster, though. Luhnow isn't blameless. My reply to him was, well, I'm going to give him a mulligan, you know, World Series championship and all. Which is true. He should have drafted Chris Bryant the year that they drafted Mark Appel. There's no question he would like to have that one back.
Sure.
And in John's defense, he goes on to say, yeah, no doubt, Appel was a Boris guy, pretty big red flag. Luhnow is very good at his job, all these things. So, you know, John's not just, you know, arguing for the sake of arguing. But it reminded me of a what-if that Jeremy Branham had the other night. Fultinowicz, pitching in the All-Star game, is a former Astro farmhand. The Atlanta pitcher.
Oh, sure. Fultinowicz,
yeah. And so he went to Atlanta in the Evan Gattis trade.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy's question was, would you like to have a do-over on that trade, Fultinowicz for Gattis? And look, in a vacuum, clearly the pitcher is the better player. He's in the All-Star game, but Gattis has been pretty good.
But we don't operate in a vacuum in Houston right now.
We don't, and my answer is, I don't care if Gattis is a complete failure. They won the World Series.
Amen. Scoreboard.
I don't want to mess with what the butterfly effect
exactly.
might have been.
Exactly.
Fultinowicz might have come in and started game three of one of the series that they needed and given up eight earned runs when, you know, Lance McCullers pitched well or something like that.
Yes, the bird in the hand.
Okay, I'm glad we agree on that.
Totally.
Because I feel like you can't really have we'd like a do-over on this, anything within like 3 or 4 years before a world championship.
You change nothing. I totally agree.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe does Fultinowicz win you more games in 18 or 19 than Gattis might end up winning for you in these next couple of years? Yeah, but you might not win a championship. And just one championship changes all the calculus on all of the butterfly effect.
No doubt about it.
Okay,
you know
good.
Me, Sean. It's
yeah.
all about winning.
I know you're all
about nothing trumps winning.
I get it. But I think sometimes people don't realize, like, okay, you realize if you're changing this, you're jerking with what happens. Because not everything happens the exact same way again. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, everything changes.
Yep.
You know, right down to George Springer maybe standing a foot to the right
yeah.
on a fly ball in some game.
I mean, suddenly you're living in a world where Lorraine McFly is coming on to her son.
Okay, thank you. Now you're speaking my language. Okay, good. I'm glad we agree on this.
Okay. That's my second Lorraine McFly reference this week.
You know what? And normally people would say, oh, nice old school reference. But Back to the Future is a transcendent movie.
It is.
It's really
it is.
Good.
I remember how good I felt coming out of the theater after seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember thinking to myself, that is one of the best movies I have ever seen.
It was a great movie.
And 1985.
I know. But that was the ultimate butterfly effect movie, right?
Like Totally.
You know, so it started to make me think, like, okay, if life got so good for the McFlys, why were they in the exact same house?
Right.
You know, if it got that good, I'm guessing they'd be in a gated community somewhere.
Yeah, and the rare movie franchise that you cannot destroy for either of the sequels.
Yeah, this, I was just going to say, the sequels were pretty good.
Yep.
They weren't as good as the original, but they weren't like an insult to the original as well.
Amen.
Yep. And three was the perfect number of movies to do.
It was.
Yeah.
Totally.
Did you find a story you want me to go?
I have a story.
Fire away, Rich.
Mine comes from the Springfield News Leader, which is
hometown newspaper of Homer Simpson.
There's a lot of Springfields in America.
There are.
This one is Missouri.
Okay. The capital, I believe. No, Jefferson City, sorry.
Nixa, N-I-X-A, apparently is a suburb of Springfield.
Springfield.
A Nixa man last month called police to report a burglary. Nixa PD shows up. Didn't look like there's any kind of forcible break-in. Large gun safe in the office of the home appeared to be undisturbed. But when they opened the safe, police say a bank bag that contained $20,000 in cash was missing.
Okay.
But again, no signs of a break-in. Safe was pushed up against the wall. Someone had cut a 5x29-inch hole in the back of it.
In the back of this? They cut through a safe?
In the back of the safe.
Wow. Using what?
That I don't know.
The biggest Cutco knife you could find.
The only other person living in the home with the man who called the police is the man's son. So, naturally, the detectives question the son.
Sure.
The son's hands were shaking when the detective
interviewed
him. He was reluctant to make eye contact with the detective.
Also a bad look. Literally, you're not looking good.
Denied taking the money, and when asked, can we search your room, said, sure, go right ahead. Money's nowhere to be found in the room. The detective then asked for permission to search the son's iPhone. Son said, sure, knock yourself out. Detective looks through the text messages first and finds that he only had one text conversation on his phone, and
He's a deleter like I am.
It was to a person labeled baby mama.
Okay, so that's probably his baby mama, his kid's baby mama.
So the detective dives a little deeper into the phone and finds deleted photos and a video folder. And in the video folder, there's a video of the front of his father's gun safe. The phone had been used to visit two websites. The first one, Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy.
I was just going to say drillingthroughsafes.com.
Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy.
Oh, God.
And How to Figure Out the Keypad Lock Combination.
Oh, my God. That was his Google search, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to court documents, the detective asked the son to go to the police department with them and continue the conversation. Once there, the son claimed a man named, quote, Juan had probably taken the safe. The safe's owner allegedly told police his son has a drug problem, owes people a lot of money, and the son, as of yesterday morning, had yet to be criminally charged in connection with the stolen money. So this is more of a incomplete story.
Yeah.
But with all due respect, we are dealing with a dumbass.
We are, yeah, man. Don't just hand over that phone if you haven't cleared that history yet. Something, right?
How many people listening right now for giggles are searching Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy?
I love that as a search, by the way.
Just for giggles. You know? And I would suggest
here we go, Rich.
It's probably in your best interest, regardless of your motivation for doing so, to delete that history once you've
I'm Googling it right now.
Once you've looked at Safe Cracking is hyphenated.
Okay, here's what comes up.
Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy.
Yeah, here's what comes up. Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy, just use a magnet. That's at lockpicking.wonderhowto.com. Lockpicking.wonderhowto.com. How to break into almost any gun safe using straws, paper clips, and coat hangers.
Yeah.
Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy. Again, just use a magnet. These are actually Pinterest posts on social media. police say a man whose browser history, .. Springfield news leader. So when you put that in, his story comes up on Google. It's like the fifth one.
See, sites like that are why we're sitting here in 2018 bemoaning the fact that the Russians meddled in our election.
Yes. Exactly. And they're probably breaking into our safes as we speak.
By the way, Larry Fedora does not believe the Russians meddled in our elections.
He does not. Did they ask him about that?
No.
I would love to know his opinion. I'm not kidding. I would love to know his opinion. All right. My story is not one about time and place, person, you know, an event.
Right.
It's actually about a concoction, an edible concoction. The company Lay's, which makes delicious potato chips. We have Lay's potato chips in our vending machine at Sports Radio 610.
Bet you can't eat just one.
I can't. And I know it's the catchphrase. Yeah. But Lay's, Rich, you know this. It's not just potato chips or just sour cream and onion. There are myriad of flavors of Lay's potato chips nowadays.
Yeah. And the company is Frito-Lay, right?
I believe it is part of Frito-Lay, yes. So the chip maker hosted a Do Us a Flavor contest. Kind of like the Kolache Factory did with the thing that I was judging in a week ago.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it resulted in customer suggestions like the crispy taco and the chicken and waffle potato chips. They have chicken and waffle potato chips.
I believe it.
I always wonder, and I've had the buffalo wing potato chips, and it tastes like buffalo wings. I always wonder how they do that, man. Like, I would love to sit in the science lab where they're coming up with this powder that tastes like these things.
Yeah, no kidding.
It would be really interesting to me.
I have a friend of mine's daughter who has a degree in chemical engineering,
yeah.
And that's what she does for a living.
No kidding.
She works for a company in whatever area the company is responsible for coming up with flavors that you're talking about and figuring out what chemicals will result in flavors like that.
I would be fascinated to talk to somebody like that if I was like at a dinner with eight strangers, you know, you don't know anybody and you're trying to break the ice.
Right.
I think I would want someone that does that sitting at the table. I would have a million questions for them.
Jenny's personal crack is barbecue potato chips.
Barbecue potato chip, which has been, they've been around for a long time.
She will almost never turn down a barbecue potato chip.
They're delicious. She is absolutely correct in her assessment. Here are the tastes of America that Lay's came up with, and I want to bounce these off you and see what you think of these.
All right.
They have 8 new flavors representing distinctive tastes from each part of the country.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Gee.
Flavors include deep dish pizza for the Heartland. Would you eat a deep dish pizza potato chip?
Sure.
I think I would, too. Lobster roll for the Northeast.
Oh, bring it on.
Yeah, I have a hard time thinking of how a lobster roll.
A fishy flavor.
Chip. Yeah.
Yes.
Fried pickles with ranch for the Midwest.
Oh, I love fried pickles.
I do
with
too.
Ranch.
That is an underrated appetizer.
No doubt.
Cajun spice for the Gulf Coast.
I'd try it.
I would too. Yep. Pimento cheese in the South.
Not a pimento cheese guy.
No, really? The Kentucky Derby? For the snack in the area we were in,
yeah.
They just put out a giant mound of pimento cheese.
Can I tell you that there is almost always pimento cheese in our refrigerator?
Really?
Almost.
You ever
always.
Had it on a burger? Have you ever had it?
Yes.
You just don't like it?
Not a fan.
Okay.
What are the red things that are in there?
I'm not sure what they are. Are those the pimentos?
Pimentos.
I don't. you ready? 3 more.
Matt thinks I'm an idiot.
3 more. 3 more. That's still like any other Friday or Thursday. 3 more. Thai sweet chili, Pacific Northwest.
Not a big Thai guy.
I'm not either. I'm with you on that.
Nope.
Chili con queso, Southwest.
Bring it on.
Bring it on big time. And finally, crab spice, Atlantic Coast.
Oh, I'd do that.
Would
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah, but like you said, I share your concern about the shellfish.
Yeah. I'm a little wonky
flavor.
On that one, on the lobster and the crab spice and the Thai sweet chili. The rest of them I would do, including pimento cheese is the only one I think you and I greatly differ on. With all due respect, good job, America. I would say you picked some outstanding flavors of potato chips to beef me up even more.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And no one's paying me to ask you this, I promise. But have you been to Mainly Sandwiches on
yes,
Shepherd?
Yes, I have been there within the last 3 weeks.
My goodness.
It's very delicious.
They fly the fresh lobster in on a regular basis.
Rich, I was up on the East Coast, you remember, a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's true.
I made a lobster roll.
You indulged.
Yeah, I indulged up there, too. But no, Mainly is very, very good.
Oh, if you've never had a good lobster roll.
Very tasty.
Oh my goodness.
Over there on Shepherd.
Living in this part of the country, it's not as prevalent. as it is in the Northeast.
It's not, dude. It would be like living in New England and finding a place where they serve boiled crawfish.
Amen.
Right? And you're from here. I mean, I'm serious.
You don't find
many lobster rolls in town.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.